Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
We welcome in the Mink Man. Mink, have you ever dressed up for Halloween?
No, you can't be Sydney Sweeney's jeans. Stop
it. You can't ask me a question like that.
Why Mink? Not?
Well, all right. Yes, I've dressed up.
Like what? Give me the costume.
But not lately.
Okay. Like what? What was the last thing?
Last time was probably when I was a kid.
And? What was it? Howdy Doody?
I think I was a football player.
Mink.
I pretend to be a football player.
Star linebacker, John Minko.
You pretended to be an Army announcer for football for 9 years.
Oh, dude.
10 years.
No, but that's
hey, Minko, don't let him say that to you, man. Pretended.
I heard a sad story today. Mink was in my office before the show. We were talking, and you were telling me about your last day here at The Fan. You really wanted to come in. What happened there?
Oh, God.
I wasn't allowed.
You wanted to come into work, and they said no.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. It was I couldn't do it here, and
God,
and so I did it, you know, in my basement, and everybody has a station email, and I said, you know what, maybe we'll see if anybody said anything nice about me. So I go look it up. It's gone. I said, boy, they couldn't wait to get rid of me.
Wait. Meaning you couldn't even gain access to your email?
They took it away.
Oh, poor Minko.
That's dishearteningly pathetic.
I know. Poor Mink. But he seriously, we do miss him. I know we had some fun busting his chops a little bit. He's still here roaming around outside the newsroom. You know how much he loves this place.
He is a radio lifer, and he is a great person. I love John Minko.
Yeah, we love this place. Too. Like, I feel like I love this place as much as anybody. I made it my life to be here, and all the years behind the scenes and interns in 2003, all that. Nobody loves WFAN more than John Minko, and we do miss having him around. So it's fun to have him come in once a year and hang out a little bit.
And nobody loves John Minko less than Journey, apparently.
Can't come in. All right, let's get to that baseball note that I was telling you before. So I don't think Howie came up with the idea originally, but he's the one that I saw retweet somebody who had this idea.
Okay.
A possible rule proposal. You should only be able to intentionally walk a player one time per game.
No, that's idiotic. Why?
Now think about it. Because the game is not meant, like, you want to see the stars perform, right? So the game is not better off. Forget about what it's meant, because strategy, all that stuff. The game is not better off when you have Shohei Ohtani intentionally walking four times, or Aaron Judge being intentionally walked two or three times. You pay good money to go out to Yankee Stadium. Your kids want to go see Aaron Judge play. You get there, you're going to intentionally walk him three times. And by the way, that's what I would do. I would never pitch to Judge or Ohtani. Like, it just doesn't make any sense from a baseball standpoint. So is that good for the game? Think about the also force strategy that you have where you just can't, whatever you think in any spot, oh, we're just going to put a guy on first here because first base is open, set up the double play. It takes, you could do it, but you only get one shot to do that per game.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I think it's, number one, I think it's inconsistent with the other sports, and I don't know why I'm just pulling this name out of thin air. So, probably because he's the best receiver of all time. So, let's say Jerry Rice, right? So, if teams back in the day wanted to shut down Jerry Rice, they could literally put four or five guys on him.
Right.
Now, the entire field would be open, and other guys that maybe we cared less about, that maybe didn't pay, even though that team was stacked, so maybe not the best example, but you know what I mean. So Rice wouldn't be making any plays, just like Ohtani doesn't make any plays when you walk him. But the ability and the path to make that team pay for going so out of their way to circumvent your star, to me, is part of the gamesmanship of the game. Like, you could walk Ohtani, and then you could risk putting somebody on and giving up a 2 or 3 run bomb. Yeah, you could cover Jerry Rice with 3 or 4 guys, but Roger Craig's going to walk in untouched from 80 yards out. I just think you need the I don't understand it. Like, I'm of the mindset, if you're so good, stop him.
Right. Okay, but if you just continue to intentionally walk him, that's not good for the game. Now, the counter would be that, okay, well, you're only allowed 1 intentional walk per game, but you could pitch around guys with ease. Like, who's going to decipher how far off the plate a pitch is?
Yeah, like, what's the unintentional, intentional?
Yeah,
well, that's why it's very nebulous there. So even if they put that rule in, how do you police that? Oh, I don't know. That was 3 inches off the mark. It doesn't look like you're really trying to throw him a strike.
Or you just drill somebody. Like, okay, drilling somebody may leave you open to being, you know, suspended or punished, or maybe having the ump think that...
Or retaliation.
He can make a determination that he thought it was done on purpose, whatever it may be. But you get the point. I could throw 4 pitches way out of the strike zone or down off the plate, whatever. Mix it up a little bit, and you'd never know that it was an...
That's another reason why you shouldn't want this then, rather than the other way.
I do think the idea of it makes sense. The idea of forcing a team, because what happens if it goes to another extreme? Last night was extreme. Was intentionally walked 4 times?
Four. Well, he had 2 doubles,
2 homers,
2 homers, and
5 walks. 4 of them, I think, were intentional.
Yeah.
He was intentionally
walked. That many at-bats, insane.
Yeah, not again on base 9 times.
Innings.
So he was intentionally walked 4 times. Who's to say that with Judge or Ohtani or Soto, whatever, like pick the best players in the game, that this doesn't become more of a thing where teams say, well, I'm not going to get beat by this guy who's going to hit 60-plus home runs.
Yep.
I'm going to pitch around Judge and let everybody else beat
me. Toronto did that during the regular season.
Correct, for the most part.
And they won the division because...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Most of it, they won one more. They had the tiebreaker.
So what happens when it becomes more normal and you're seeing Judge get 3 intentional walks per game?
I don't think it will become normalized because there's nobody else like Aaron Judge or Ohtani, and to a lesser extent, Soto. There's only so many of those guys.
Pick a top star.
But I know, but I don't think that there's anybody up there. I mean, there's 3-4 guys max. You could go through any generation of baseball. You know, it's not like there's 13 or 18 or 20 guys who are on the same stratosphere top tier where you would walk every time. It's like it's a Judge. It's maybe a Reggie Jackson. It's a Babe Ruth. It's a...
Understood.
It's an Ohtani.
All right, but tell me how it's good for the game last night when people calling that an instant classic, 18 innings, whatever, World Series game. You walked Ohtani intentionally 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
That robbed everybody who was watching that game 4 opportunities to see arguably the greatest player ever take some cuts.
I do get that part. That'll be idiotic not to understand that.
I do,
but think about it this way. That's the only real pushback. I get it
from,
to an extent.
From my perspective.
Understood. I get where you're coming from. I think it's kind of circumventing, the gamesmanship of it, and I think there's also, but you know, you're also increasing the odds of getting burned on the back end. So, okay, if I walk Ohtani, let's say 40 times during the regular season, versus none. Now, I can't compute the damage because it's never happened yet, but I'd like to see some sort of case study where, well, what's the amount of damage done when you walk him versus 40 times versus pitching him 40 times, and when you walk him, now there's another guy on base for whomever's behind him to do some additional damage. I'm not saying there's a perfect answer. I'm just saying for me, there's not enough Ohtanis there's not enough guys like him walking the planet, same with Aaron Judge, to just completely get rid of the rule. So I do understand illuminating your best, okay? but I'm also of the I'm trying to win.
I know,
you know,
but
rather than sell tickets here.
But you could. Well, but it's better. The sport ultimately is about entertainment. It is unquestionably worse entertainment every time Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani are intentionally walked, or any star. And it also does add an element of strategy outside of having, they have to figure out the loophole, which is just pitching around guys. It does eliminate, or does add an element of strategy where you say, okay, well, they've already used their intentional walk, or they haven't used it yet.
If they use the one.
Are they going to use it here, their intentional walk, and put this guy on, or are they going to save it for later in the game in a key spot? Like, I think it adds a little bit of drama, and it should put more of an emphasis back on entertainment with having your best hitters take the majority of their at-bat.
And it would probably also, and this is something we're both big on, it would probably also add some gut decisions to the manager. Because think about this. Let's say it's the bottom of the second, and maybe the Yankees score two or three runs in the first, and Toronto answers them, or whomever answers them, so it's a 2-2 game going into the second, and there's like bases juiced, and you got Judge coming up, but nobody out.
Yeah.
You know, do you fire that bullet then?
Right.
With you don't know how the rest of the game is going to go. You might be in a situation where you're down a run and you want to walk him in the eighth. So if you fire it in the second or the third or the fourth, you know, it could be perceived to be the wrong move. I do think it would add a lot of strategy. I still wouldn't, like, if I'm on the rules committee, I would reject this. If I was, as a fan, if I had a vote, I would reject this. But I could see the other side to an extent. I would just reject it.
Even if they did implement this rule, right, which is fun to discuss, even if they did that, how would you possibly overcome the idea that a pitcher could just pitch around guys? Like, there,
you can't.
I don't even think there is there even a way to do that?
No, I really don't think that there is.
Well, then it's kind of a moot point, because if you can't negate a pitcher's ability to pitch around guys, and even that then would be worse, because the intentional walk is also saving the pitcher's arm from throwing an additional four pitches or more.
Yeah. I mean, think about it.
It's kind of counterproductive.
Well, because now when you intentionally walk somebody, now you put the four fingers up, you don't even throw, boom, go down to first base. What I could do is, if I'm, you know, let's say I'm Ben Rice behind the plate and I want to intentionally walk somebody, I could still be in my crouch and I could just have my pitcher throw it literally 2 feet over the
end.
So there's no way
to... You could pull a pitch out. There's no way to...
You can't police against that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.